Hello, this is your host, Esperantha Ray. Welcome to New Consciousness, New World on our BBS radio network. And wanted to welcome you all to the show. And today our topic is going to be on healing. We're going to talk about the new level of healing on the planet and specifically how that works on the body and when you apply it to people. And then we're going to actually be doing the second half hour of the show. We'll be doing an actual active healing session. I'll walk you through the going to meditative level and bringing you into that state, and then actually applying the healing to yourself. You can do this to other people as well. So that's the whole focus of this show, to focus on the healing process and how to bring that about into being, how to heal yourself and how to heal others. In the past, we've done the breath exercise and we've done the pillar of light. So we're going to apply some of those things as well to in the healing process. We're also going to be focusing specifically on healing your entire body. And there's a special technique we use, which is called the Divine Blueprint for, actually performing the healing and doing that so that you can heal yourself. And while you're healing yourself, if you bring into the thought and into consciousness the intent of the people you want to work on, whether it be friends and family, people that you know have health issues, or simply people that you have issues with, people that maybe have caused you pain, and in a way, when you heal and work on them, you're actually healing yourself. And this is a very unique form of healing, and it's very new. My understanding, it was given to me through spirit, so I don't know of anybody else who teaches this. That does not mean spirit cannot share the same methodologies with other people. You know the monkey theory. One monkey knows how to use the tools, and everybody else can access that information because we're all interconnected. So all the information is shared. Once the energy is brought in, everybody can access it. So we're gonna talk about that, and we're gonna talk about how this healing process is very unique, and it has to do with the new energy vibrations that are coming into being and continually bombarding in a positive way the planet. Now, on the negative side, these energies impact, and the energy vibration affects the entire planet. That's not the bad part. The bad part is when people are out of balance and they're around too much positive energy, they have two options: to transform with the positive energy or try to fight it. When you try to fight it, that's when violence takes place. That's when negativity takes place. That's when actually sometimes crimes take place. And it's amazing. I've been hearing of things happening in places that never for years and years, for over 30 years, you didn't hear anything about crimes. And now the crime level has increased to such a state that it's actually making news worldwide. So again, this is just part of the process. We can choose to walk with the vibration. We can choose to adapt ourselves and to function within that vibration, or we can choose to react to it. And in a way, that's kind of what happens to us in our daily lives. We are meant to interact with people all around us, whether it be a neighbor, whether it be a family member, or whether it be a friend, or whether it be somebody through the internet. We're all invited to interact with each other. Now, where free will comes in is how we choose to interact with people is our choice. And sometimes it's dependent or unconscious or reactive as opposed to responding. We react to things. And sometimes because that form of response is not intended as a plan, but more of a reaction to something, it's not the right response or not the right way or not the right tune or not the right terminology or not the right words or not even the right body language. So let's go ahead and again, I want to welcome you to the show. And at the at through the meditation, we're going to be doing again the song that it's called "Take My Hand," and it's a song basically given as a message of love from the Godhead, so that to share it with me in moments of darkness and a lot of pain within, and to share that, to show that God is there supporting, loving, nurturing us regardless of the circumstances. I don't know if some of you are familiar with the footprints. It's one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite poems because of the way it, in the end it says, and when you were in the most difficult moments, it's then that you only see one set of footprints, as it was then that I carry. Now that's extremely powerful. You know, we think that God is not by our side when we're angry, when we're fighting, when we are upset, when we are hurt, because we tend to disconnect as a means of protecting ourselves. So when we do that, when we try to protect ourselves, we take on an attitude that's reactive a lot of times instead of responsive. So we don't control what we do, what we say necessarily in that state of being. And sometimes we find ourselves getting deeper and deeper into the hole, digging ourselves deeper and deeper into a hole. So let's find out how we can get ourselves out of that hole. What can we do to get rid of the negativity? Well, I can only go my own personal experience. Some of you may identify with my situation, some of you may not. And for those of you who don't, I'm happy for you. And I'm glad that you didn't have to go through this learning process. Maybe you weren't as stubborn as I was, and I needed to go through a little bit more trial and tribulation because I was refusing to learn the lesson. But as I'm growing, as I'm in spirituality, as I'm growing in faith, and as I'm growing in their learning process, I'm trying to do my best each day to grow and learn the lessons. The lessons are intended to provide us a perspective, a way of thinking, and letting go, not only a way of thinking, but letting go of things that have maybe handicapped us through all our life. And I mean handicapped us because they've prevented us from really being able to be our true selves at times. We've been conditioned by comments made from family members, comments made from teachers, comments made from other people that have come into our lives and have come and gone. Some of them still remain. From brothers and sisters and boyfriends and girlfriends. All of these people come into our lives to learn a lesson. And we have two choices: to grow and learn from the lesson. And then once you recognize that truth, to actually apply it. And the universe's job is to test you on that truth to see how well you've learned it. And if there are aspects of it that you still need to understand and learn. And the purpose of this is to heal whatever misconceptions, misunderstandings, hurt feelings, anger feelings, whatever does not serve us, that prevents us from being the powerful being, divine self that we can be, is intended to be shed through our existence here on this planet that we call the physical world. And we consider it to be reality. Well, most of you already know that that's not the case. This is not reality. The physical material world that we believe ourselves existing in is not reality. This is just temporary. And the proof of that is the fact that we're only here for a brief blink of an eye compared to eternal life. So things that to us seem tragic, drastic, horrifying, if you can perceive them from a different looking glass, per se, then we can see it in a different light. And we can see that even the most difficult moments in our life have been intended for good. I have found that in my darkest moments, In my most deepest trial and tribulation, I have found myself having the most magnificent, most great results I could possibly imagine. And it was in those moments that I've learned the most, and the most powerful things took place in my life, the greatest transformation. And in the greatest transformation, I've learned that nothing has a bad result, because once you've hit the bottom part of the result, all you can do now is rise up. And once you have risen up, you're back up again, and you're not down in the negative of the darkness that you feel, of whether it be pain, whether it's today, for example, we are experiencing a lot of people losing their jobs because the economy isn't the way it is. Well, it's very hard on a lot of people, and it's very painful to feel and experience and see other people going to work, and you don't understand why you're the unfortunate person. Now, this is hard to accept, okay? It took me a long time to accept these things. What if you're being given an opportunity to do something greater than what you are doing? What if your calling is not what you were, the job you had, or the people you interacted with, or even the career you studied? What if that was all a means to an end, and the end was the learning process, to go beyond what is material, to go beyond what we see as bad things, as problems in our lives? Some people define problems as opportunities waiting to be discovered. And I'm beginning to lean more and more towards that philosophy and that belief, because again, it's all relative. And Einstein said this, everything is relative. You can look at something from a different perspective. One person can look at a situation and see the opportunities of that situation, say, oh, wow, this is giving me the opportunity to be able to, finally do that, the things I wanted to do, you know, travel, if you have the financial means, of course, or, be able to now open up a business of your own, maybe that you've already wanted to do before but didn't have the time, or have started as a hobby, and now you can turn it into a full-time business. Some people are lucky enough to do that, and yet statistics show that there are also 50% of the business that are started in a given time, in a year, for example, don't work. Now, what you have to ask yourself, if you want to look at it from a different perspective, is it possible there's a difference between the people? Is it possible that it has to do with their mindset and how they look at the world, whether they succeed or not? Are they holding on to belief systems about themselves and about people around them, or the way the world works, that is basically hijacking their abilities to move forward? And so I've been thinking a lot about these things, because as an entrepreneur, you come across situations. I've had to overcome the development side of the business. I had to understand how the business needed to be set up. I needed to understand not only how to get the word out to people, how do I let people know that I'm doing this kind of work, that I want to do spirituality. I want to do, one way was the radio show, but there's other ways. Obviously, another way to get the message out is doing books or doing press releases or online marketing or having a website that allows people to find your work and provide those situations. So I had to learn all of that, and that took time. And depending on the amount of time you can dedicate to your business, you're going to achieve results sooner rather than later, or later rather than sooner. So it's all about the commitment, the dedication, and also overcoming one of the biggest handicaps that we all have, our mind, the way we think, we perceive ourselves, the way we perceive money, the way we perceive relationships with people of wealth. If we think money is the root of all evil, like we are taught in traditional religion, then you know, you've got a pretty big chip on your shoulder that we need to heal. And that's what it's all about. So we're going to be talking, as a matter of fact, to how do we go? Where do we find out how to heal this? And one way is contemplative or meditation by connecting with the self. Now, we all place a lot of importance on the relationships we have with other people. There is nothing more important than the relationship that you place with yourself. The importance of the relationship with the self is the. I was reading the other day a quote online, and this is a quote I've seen many times. And I'm not sure I'm going to remember the words exactly, but it basically, I'll paraphrase it pretty close to what it meant. And it is, a wise man is able to basically, when he gets to know another person or understands the other person, they're considered great. When you actually get to know yourself, you become extremely powerful. And so it is in knowing yourself and what holds you back. What is it that is not letting you move forward? When you feel yourself stuck, that's when we have to pay attention. What is it that needs healing within me? What is preventing me from moving forward in whatever, whether it be in another job or getting a job? Because that, it can actually be your whatever's holding you back might be the reason what that is preventing you from getting a job. You got laid off, you're looking for another job. Some people find them, some people don't. What do you think the difference between these people? Well, yeah, credentials might be part, but what if it's not? I've applied for jobs when I'd gotten laid off that I was very qualified for. Some of them I was overqualified for. And yeah, that could have been one of the reasons why I didn't get it. But what is it? Is it possible that our belief system, that our thoughts about ourselves, that we're not worthy, these things also get in the way. These things prevent us from moving forward. And you may say, well, you know, I've had those feelings since I was a kid and I didn't have these problems, so I don't think that's it. Well, you know, maybe in your case that's true, but maybe it's not. Maybe the fact is that the energy vibrations in those days and times were not as strong and as powerful as they are now. What I understand about what we are experiencing energy-wise at our space-time right here and right now is that the energy vibration is so strong that you can manifest more easily. And in a way, the training wheels, you know, if you don't remember when you were a child and you learned to ride your bike, you had training wheels on until you kind of learn to move with a bike and hold yourself in place and position and lowered your legs when you need to get down and so on. So you had training wheels. Once you've learned the lesson of riding a bike, the training wheels come off. And yeah, sometimes you stumble and sometimes you might even fall. But ultimately, you learn the lesson after the training wheels come off. Well, this is what I believe we are going through right now in a way. We are going through the letting go of our training wheels, where before we had more protection, the angels were more, I'm not saying they're not there because I know they are. Things would have gotten probably a lot worse if they weren't there. But the thing is, I noticed that something has been allowing us now to take over. Like before, we were being protected and controlled in a way, not in a manner of eliminating the free will, but in a manner of trying to hold you on your course, on your bike, until you understood how to work without the training wheels. And so the training wheels were there, and that's what the angels and the beings of light are, your training wheels. Now, with these gifts that you've been given through spirit, your abilities to foresee, prophecy, healing, whatever those gifts may be for you, the speaking of the light, speaking of the angels, writing books, whatever those gifts may be, the training wheels have been taken off. So we've are able either to ride or we keep falling off. And we may not be ready yet to completely take from one end of the neighborhood to the other one riding on our bikes yet, because we're wobbling all over the place without the training wheels. But unless we take them off, unless the training wheels come off, and unless the angels and the hierarchies of light step a little bit away, not go away, because they can't, we're all interconnected, but step a little bit and say, you know what, you need to trust yourself. You need to trust that awareness within you. You need to build up the relationship between yourself, your consciousness, your divine essence, and through that divine essence, connect to the ultimate source and divinity that exists in everywhere in the universe. And, you know, we always hear ourselves, you know, if you've been brought up in a traditional religion, denominational, not like the non-denominational that we currently have, but in the traditional religions, you've often heard that, you know, we are created and we are connected with the God consciousness. The difference is that we are brought to believe that we need a third person to connect us to the God consciousness. Well, that was not the message at all of Buddha. It was not the message of Melchizedek. It was not the message of the Hindu denominations, and that's not the message that Jesus brought into the planet. His message and the messages of all the masters of light was specifically to bring in the light and to teach us that our connection is dependent on the self and connecting within, getting to know who you are, what you are, the divine presence that is giving you life, the divine source that holds the flame within you and connects you with all and everything. And I'm not referring just to the earth. I'm not referring just to your neighborhood or your country. I'm referring to everything, everywhere, the universe, the galaxy, the universes, other planets, other beings. We're all interconnected, whether we're aware of it yet or not. I've had the wonderful gift and the wonderful opportunity to be taken into the future, into the cities of the crystal cities, and to experience firsthand that connection, to really see and feel what it was like to experience the being one of the whole, and not only being one of the whole, but at the same time feel that individuality, that uniqueness of being myself, and at the same time that uniqueness of experiencing the distinction and the difference of someone else, and yet all interconnected as one. It is magnificent, in experience, and putting it into words, it's much harder than I can ever tell you, because our words are so limited. When you experience multidimensional functioning, the multidimensional level, the divine presence, everything else is so primitive in comparison that I cannot even describe, because there are no words to describe what is beyond words, what is beyond physical. So that a lot of that is called, it's the multidimensional level, it's the superconscious level, which allows us to connect. And to give it some identity, I would compare it to that part of ourselves which is, resides within the soul, in the same way the mind resides or the brain resides within the body. The superconscious is a little bit different. It's not so much a physical part, but it's in a way it's a midway or a bridge between the soul and the physical. And it works within the heart chakra, the energy center of the heart. So the heart is key for connecting both the physical and non-physical. So in when we think about the healing process, now think about this for a minute. How do we conceive being able to take something and heal it? In the regular healing methodologies or techniques that we've heard about in the past, whether it be laying on of hands, whether it be Reiki, whatever the method that you use, compared to what's being given to us now and the way things function in the future and when heaven on earth will manifest, it's very different. In the same way that when you do a healing at their Reiki level or at the laying on of hands, you work with parts of the body. You focus on the head, depending where the problem is. You balance the energies there, if that's where the problem is. You focus on the organs. If there's a problem with one of the organs, you focus on the extremities. If there, you know, someone broke something or someone had something amputated or fixed or corrected, whatever. So you focus on parts of the body, which is in a little bit way, a little bit old-fashioned and passé, to say it somehow, because in reality, the energy vibration is not in one place exclusively. It's much like, if you want to think of it as the blood that's constantly circulating, the energy vibration within us is constantly flowing in a similar manner. So when it moves, it just keeps moving. So how can you put your hands exclusively on one specific part of the body and expect the healing to take place? Because the energy is constantly moving. Now, the energy vibration has to be out of balance for something to manifest at the physical level. And it's brought into out of balance through our intent and through our thoughts and through our belief systems. That's how it works. So you bring it out of balance and it affects your entire being. It manifests in that part of your body that is weakest. It manifests at that part of the body which is relevant to the problem you're addressing. You know that certain energy centers have to do with certain part of our lives. For example, the first chakra is obviously having to do with sexuality, with you know, relationships and things like that. Then the second chakra is family related. You have then the stomach at the navel part of the body where you know, it talks about your free will and your ability to stand up for yourself. And then the heart chakra is about your capacity to love and being able to relate to others and bringing that joy and love to others as well. And the throat is about expression. And obviously the third eye, which is on the top of your forehead, right at the forehead and between brows, that is about your ability to see beyond the physical and into the realms of the invisible, or what we consider invisible, because in reality it never has been invisible. It's just not visible to the physical eyes, or the vibration is beyond the capabilities of capturing within the physical eye's capabilities and in function. And then you have the crown chakra, which is the connection directly to the Godhead. So these are different aspects, and when you want to heal connections, you work on different parts. The new type of healing is very different, and it functions at the quantum level of capability. It's a multidimensional function. The quantum is a particle. It's the smallest particle that we are aware of that exists. The powerful thing about this particle is that you cannot see it. It's invisible. And I'm not talking just invisible to the eye. I'm talking about invisible given our technology today. So when you have the atom, which at one point was considered the smallest unit of existence of a human being that makes up one of the bricks, the foundation of the physical body. And then you went into the atom and it has the electron, you know, and the neutrons and protons and all that. Well, if you can go beyond that, you'll go into the realm of what is not necessarily visible within, even with our technology. It's not possible to see beyond this. So because our technology cannot capture that type of vibration, it's just beyond our capacity at this point. So when we move beyond what we used to be considered the smallest brick of foundation of what makes up the human, you know, the human world, the physical world. Because this is true for all things, whether it be a tree, whether it be a blade of grass, whether it be a leaf, whether it be a person. Everything in the universe, the basic component, is made up of quantum. And quantum, that's why they talk about quantum physics, and that's why they talk about quantum consciousness. Because to be able to bring your mind to that level of awareness and understanding means the capacity to be able to access that basic component. Now, some believe that this is the basic component in the universe, and it's not visible whether we have technology or not to see. The only time the quantum comes into physicality is when we focus the intent. It's almost like it's like an empty computer, if you could look at it somehow, or it's an empty glass until you fill it. And when you fill it, it becomes visible. You set the intent and it becomes visible. And it can, because it's the basic component, it can adapt to any part of the body. And therefore, it can go into the body and penetrate and heal whatever it is, because it all things in the body are made up of this basic structure or component. It is the cornerstone of all that is. And some say that God is, well, we know God is love, and love is God, if you want to compare the same. Well, the belief also comes to being that everything that is around us is love. That is the energy of God that is within, around us. And, you know, that energy is it possible that that energy, because of the ability to create and manifest all things, is that what the co-creation power of God is? Is that part of what God is? I believe, yes, it is part of God. That makes up God. God is much more than just the quanta. God is, it's unconceivable what God is. It's not a little old man sitting on the throne, that's for sure. And it's not an old man reaching out with his finger towards humankind. That's not God. However, God provides us with image so that we can relate to different aspects. For example, in the song, Take My Hand, that's exactly what it is. Take my hand, and I will guide you. Take my hand, never be alone. Take my hand, and come on to me. There I will be, always beside you. So, if we think of the quantum particle as the bridge between the physical and the invisible, when we focus our intent, it's like we're programming the quantum. And because it's absolute unconditional love, it can manifest into any part of our body. And that's why quantum healing is so very powerful, because that's exactly what we're doing. We're bringing in the energy particles of quantum, and they're going into the body to convert, transform into whether they need to be electrons, whether they need to be atoms, whether they need to be cells of the body, hearts, livers, kidneys, whatever. And so this new methodology of healing goes beyond anything that we could ever imagine, because it has no limitations. The only limitation of quantum healing or multidimensional functioning, multidimensional healing, is the only limitation we have is the human mind. That is the only limit that exists for this kind of a powerful force that exists up there, the most smallest unit particle that exists known to humanity. And when you understand that concept, if you can visualize that in your mind, and visualize quantums all over and being able to transform into all the different aspects, because there, in a way, you have it like things are separated. Where in the physical world, you have trees, you have cars, you have earth, you have grass. They're separate. When you go deep within, it's all one basic component. And that basic component, again, the philosophy of individuality, indistinction, and oneness. and connectivity. That is, it's being mirrored constantly within and without us. So everything around us is made out of the same philosophy within and without. So when we go, when we look at ourselves from the physical aspect, we're individuals. We have separation. We're distinct. We have individuality, personalities, ways of thinking. When we go within into the basic component of what makes up the human being, the human factor, or all things that surround us, our earth, our planet, which is alive, again, through quantum particles, through quantum energy. When we can see that and we understand the concept that all of that is interconnected, then the healing happens at an energy vibratory level, and everything is healed simultaneously. So there is no need to focus on a specific area. There's no need even to know what the problem is. All you need to understand is setting the intent for what you're going to do, and knowing that, then you're able to correct any part of the body, any part of even the planet or the earth. When I've been asked to do healing in different parts, either through spirit or people who have asked, I've been guided through by spirit to go to certain areas and perform cleansing and healing energy. That's where it happens. It happens at the quantum level. I can see the ley lines. I can see the connectivity between the earth. There's a beautiful picture on my website under the training. And I love that picture, even though it has some inaccuracies based on the images I've been shown. Maybe the artist was shown the things this way, or maybe it's very hard to specifically, draw the image as was intended. The discrepancy is that all the ley lines connect to the third eye. In reality, the ley lines of all things around us, the earth, the trees, all that connects, the above, below, around, right and left, all of that connects through the heart. Again, the heart is the gateway. And if you think about it, it's the central point between the upper chakras, the spiritual chakras, and the third chakras that are below the heart. So the heart is really the gateway between the two worlds, and it's the central point where all the ley lines connect. That's how we're all interconnected. And also, this is very interesting because when you see a possession, it's usually through the back part of the heart chakra that this takes place, or the chakra right below, which has to do with free will. Because if you think about possession, it eliminates the person of free will. And so every time I think or I see I'm called to work on these kind of energies, that's where the connection, that's where the diabolic or negative energy or the demons come in through, because it violates free will and it takes over the capability of people exerting their free will and applying it and, doing as they see fit to do. So taking that into account, what we're going to be doing in this exercise, you're going to be healing all aspects of your body, whether you know or not what is wrong. This is going to bring you into alignment and bring you into, we're going to connect with the blueprint of who you are, the divine blueprint. How do we connect with the blueprint? We're going to go to the meditative state, and I'm going to read you the conditioning given to me by spirit to do exactly that. And now, please be understood that this is copywritten and these techniques you can use for your benefit, but this is not allowed to be taught to anybody else. You don't have the authority or the right to copy this and teach this to others from a perspective of using it for money, for creating your own income or using these techniques for your own personal profit. These are intended to be given here with a free intent, with a desire of a free gift so that you may also become a co-participant in the transformation of our planet. And it was given to me so that it could be taught to others, but not from a perspective of utilizing this as a source of income for yourself by utilizing these techniques as your own. As long as you make reference to, the fact that these are part of Research Center for an Awareness and a New Consciousness, New World, then that's acceptable. So we'll be teaching this today, and let's go ahead and get started, because the meditation takes a moment, and then we go through each of the steps. And I'm going to read the breath exercise to you. Basically, the meditation is going to bring you at the multidimensional level, and it's going to bring you, it's going to affect your entire body, because you're bringing breath to your entire body. So let's go ahead and get started, because it's going to take a little bit. And while you're at the meditative state and while the healing is taking place, I would like to sing the song of Take My Hand. All right. So let's go ahead, put your feet flat on the floor. If you lie down, sometimes you can fall asleep, so that's your choice. And your hands on your lap, flat on your lap, so that you have you can just relax them and not worry about them falling off your lap. Now, you take a very slow, deep breath. So I'm making the noise. Normally you wouldn't need to make the noise. I'm making the noise so you understand. So you inhale. Exhale. And you do it quietly. I'm doing it so you can see approximately how long the breath should be approximately. To each person will be a little bit different. So don't worry if yours is not exactly the same. One way you can actually do it at another time is just feel the pulse of your at the wrist level, and just feel, close your eyes and hold with one finger and see how quickly the pulse moves. And then you hold to the breath, to the count of, as you know, seven breaths in and seven breaths out. All right, so close your eyes. Notice and connect with your physical body. Feel your entire body at once. Be fully aware of each part of your body, its vibration, and each cell within the body. Feel how your body vibrates in rhythm with the fibers of the universe. Feel your body in waves that pulsate in unison. So basically, it's almost like you're scanning your body up and down from the feet and up and down all the way to the hips, the head, and moving up and down like a scanner. That makes, the experience of the waves. All right. Continue to feel your physical body and take in a slow, deep breath. As you inhale, allow the breath to expand through your entire body. As you exhale, experience the vibration of your being. Count to one, three times. Take a slow, deep breath. Feel the breath through your entire body at the cellular level. Exhale and hold the attention on your entire body, releasing all that imbalance within. Count to two, three times. Take a deep breath and feel your breath expanding through your entire being, and allow breath to connect with your entire being. Feel the breath bringing you into perfect alignment with the multidimensional consciousness of self. And as you exhale, continue to experience your body as you release any imbalances. Count to three, three times. And that's mentally. Take a deep breath and allow breath to expand at the quantum level of awareness within your body, transcending beyond the cellular level into the light level. Your vibratory field of light is heightened. As you exhale, let go of any imbalances at this level of awareness. Count to four, three times. Take a deep breath and allow it to expand and heighten transcending all that space, time, and beyond. As you exhale, feel being transformed into light. This is a divine spark of light that you are, the divine essence made in the image of God. Count to five, three times. Take another deep breath and feel the light vibration expand within you. Be fully aware of who and what you are. Your vibratory field expand and is heightened. And as you exhale, feel the vibration heightened and count the number six, three times. Take another deep breath and feel the light as it transforms into sounds of vibratory music, much like the notes of in a piano. Experience the sounds with self and the spheres. As you exhale, you continue to resonate with the music and the sounds of the Godhead, which is all around you. Count to seven, three times. You are now a divine being made in the image of God, flowing in co-creation with the divine. You have greater compassion, understanding, light, and love. From within the state, you are whole and in perfect alignment with all that is. You are now functioning at the multidimensional level and in oneness with all that is. Allow it to unfold within. Take a moment to experience the multidimensional level within and connect with self. Relax. You are able to perceive imbalances in the energy field of all things. From this point, you can realign, correct, and balance distortions in any field at any level. When the energy field renews its perfect resonance, it realigns with the perfection of the original blueprint created by the Godhead. The balance is restored. Now healing takes place at the physical and the body is restored. This applies to any and all types of imbalances. Now focus your attention on the quantum level of who you are. Allow your awareness to experience and even visualize what the quantum level is, and it may be different for each one of you. Take a moment and allow yourself to connect with yourself and see the most basic component, the most smallest particle that makes up the being of who you are. You are a divine being. You are a unique being. You are made from the divine breath of the Creator. Allow yourself to experience, visualize, feel, or even hear the beauty of who you are. As you practice these techniques more and more, you will find that you will able to, whichever one is stronger, some are people are kinesthetic, auditory, visual, you'll find gradually that you're able to do all three if you're not already able to. Again, the limitation is your mind, and you can transcend that limitation. Now, you don't need to know what's wrong. Visualize yourself being covered as almost penetrating through you, like if you were walking through a wall. Visualize your blueprint. And it is color blue, and on it has all of these meridians and ley lines crisscrossing. And just lay it over yourself like a blue blanket that fits you like a glove. And now imagine yourself pulling your energy centers directly in alignment where the meridians meet. Allow your energy meridians to connect and hook and bring themselves in complete alignment with the meridians of the blueprint. Remember, the blueprint is in perfect alignment. So what I see is I see this like, if you can imagine stockings on a woman, imagine stockings through your entire body. But this stockings is very unique. It has a blue tone to it, and this is your unique blueprint. And through it, it has ley lines that crisscross, creating like little squares or little diamonds. And bring those stockings of it, that is your energy field, at the skin level, at the muscle level, at the system level, circulatory system, nervous system, even organ level. Visualize yourself straightening and aligning the stockings, the two stockings. One is the you out of balance, and the other one is the blueprint that's in perfect balance. So if you can imagine yourself as a stocking and the blue just going within, imagine yourself pulling the stocking into place, connecting the meridians and the ley lines so that they match up and they vibrate. Visualize as the beams of light are now playing with your meridians like they were strings. And as they play, there's a vibration and a resonance, pretty much like in a guitar. And that's the sound that you hear, a vibratory energy that is vibrating your energy field into rhythm and synchronicity and alignment with your divine blueprint. Visualize beams of light working and strumming the ley lines, much like they were strings on a guitar. These strings go across, up and down, and you bring them to alignment. You pull them up again. You crisscross and you touch. These beings touch and play the harmonies of your ley lines, the rhythm, the vibration, the sound that emanates. And it brings it into alignment with the sound of the balance and perfection of the blueprint of the divine universe, bringing all things into alignment. And as you bring yourself into alignment, allow that alignment to also permeate throughout the universe, throughout the planet, throughout your country, throughout your city, throughout your county, throughout your neighborhood. Allow it all to expand and connect and align completely. This is what happens when you function at the multidimensional level. Don't be concerned if at first it seems a little bit too much to concentrate. It will become nature to you. It's sort of like driving. You have to worry about all these buttons and pushing all these things. But once you get the hang of it, it's just second nature. And the same is true for this. Just allow the strumming and strumming of your chords. Now bring in the pillar of light. Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Sabaoth, Ein Sofor. Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Sabaoth, Ein Sofor. Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Sabaoth, Ein Sofor. And as your ley lines and the blueprint are still with you and over you, the pillar of light just seeps through all of it, and the energy permeates. And at the quantum level, the new intent for healing, for divine connection, is taking place. Allow the energy to flow from all the ley lines. And as it does, the ley lines connect more and more and bring themselves more into vibration with your blueprint, more into alignment with your blueprint. Just keep pulling as if you were putting a stocking on your entire body, and it just needs to fit so perfectly. It needs to just go to the right points, to the right energy field, bringing the vibration up. Relax and focus on the song given to you by the divine. This is a divine message for you, a message of light and love. Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you just how much I care? You are the apple of my eye, and I will always be by your side, leading you home, leading you home. guide you. Take my hand, never be alone. Take my hand, take my hand, and I will keep you safe. I will hold you steady. Take my hand and come on to me. There I will be beside you, always beside you. Relax, go deeper and deeper into a more relaxed state of being. It is a wonderful, beautiful feeling to be completely relaxed. It is a wonderful state of being. Okay, so basically you've experienced the healing. Now I'm going to bring you out of level, all right? And as you count to five, you will open your eyes, come out of the multidimensional level, back to the here and now, and you will be able to function at this level. Whenever you choose to go to a meditative state, simply by doing the breath exercises, from 1 to 7, and visualizing your entire being at the same time that you breathe in, and automatically the conditioning that I read to you will automatically take place. That any imperfections become my strengths. Now, count. At the count of five, you will open your eyes. Be wide awake, feeling fine and perfect health. Coming out of the multidimensional level back into the here and now. 1, 2, 3. Coming out slowly now. Coming back into the here and now. Letting go of any discomforts, releasing all that is not in balance. The count of five, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health. 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, and out of multidimensional level. Whenever you wish to repeat this exercise for your own benefit or someone else's, please follow the techniques of the breath and then bring yourself out of level. Now, you can also choose to stay at level up until the count of three and simply, instead of saying coming out, say I will be able to function at this level. And you can stay at that level for a long time until you do the meditation again. So it actually helps that you can do that. You'll be able to function in a different way and have more full awareness. So that's an option that you can also do. Now, our program has come to an end. I'd like to invite you in a couple of weeks. We're going to have a guest in our show who's going to be talking about doTERRA oils. Now, if you have heard of Young Living essential oils, then you'll know that these oils are 100% natural. They're above pharmaceutical grade. And some of the people that actually helped to found the Young Living essential oils decided they wanted to go one step further and to create a more powerful essential oils, and that's how doTERRA was born. doTERRA is spelled D-O and then Terra, T-E-R-R-A. So doTERRA oils, if you want to learn a little bit more, we're going to be talking about how these oils not only help you at the physical level, but that how they help you at the energy level and even help you to relax and bring balance into your being. So it's a pretty cool program that we're going to have, and I invite you to come in the next two shows that we have. We'll give you the date so that you know when it's coming, and just keep out a look on the just come back to our show and we'll be able to share some of the wonderful results of doTERRA oils and how powerful they can work in your life and help you with. It's a different type of medicine. It's a natural way of healing the body and assists with the energy healing as well. So again, this is your host, Esperantha Ray, New Consciousness, New World Radio Show, wishing you wonderful next 2 weeks. God bless, and come back in 2 weeks to listen to our new show. Thank you. Wonderful night.